Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 7.
Episode 7.
Excited because we have two special guests.
It's a lucky 7 today.
It's a lucky 7. It's actually Valentine's Day. We're recording here from Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Recording live.
Live. And we have two special guests near and dear to us.
Very special guests.
Our lovely wives, Denise Olivares Molina.
Hi.
And Vinicia Santana.
Hello.
Excited. They're excited. Vinicia said she was a little nervous. Is that true or?
A little anxious.
Anxious?
It's sort of like when you're going to the doctors and you're kind of nervous. And
okay.
Don't know what to expect.
You're going to get good news, I promise you. Denise, how do you feel?
I would say nervous.
I know you, so I know that you're excited. The excited part is more of the nervous part. That's okay.
So
okay.
We're going to get right to the sponsor so we can get to the...
To the meat and potatoes.
The drink of the night so that we can get them sedated.
Oh, perfect. Get them going.
Get them going.
That's right.
So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to keep listening to us, you must subscribe.
And like.
And share. And love at the Apple Podcast Vibe You're In.
Yep.
And
Spotify
and
SoundCloud
and
Audible.
We're everywhere.
Just open your door, look outside. We're right there.
If you may not like it, it's okay. But if you
like us anyway.
And if you know someone who loves what we're talking about, please share,
absolutely.
Comment.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
And send up some love mail at
thevibeyourein@gmail.com. Yeah. So today's sponsor is
the Olivares and Molina team of Realty One Group Nest.
So who's the team, Mike? Johnny Rivas. Denise Olivares Molina.
Hello.
Carolina Peralta.
Michael Santana.
Whoa, Billy Pozo.
Billy Pozo and...
Will
Molina. Woo!
I almost forgot I was part of the team.
Come on now.
It has my name on it.
You guys are the team.
Yeah, so... As we always start our podcast, we have one drink or two.
After we mention that, we shout out Froggies, the Enchantment Room.
The Enchantment Room, our home, the roof that we have over our head when we do podcasts.
Yes, the Enchantment Room coming soon, 2021, froggiespartypad.com.
Check it out. And so we're going to start today with something called Hunter and Scott. It is a rye whiskey. Product of Virginia by a company called Reservoir Distillery. I haven't had a taste, but we're going to cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Salud.
All right. Valentine's, girls are drinking whiskey. I don't know.
Yes.
I would say so.
I think I do know.
Well, I mean, it's a day of love. Every day is a day of love, but for some reason, Valentine's Day is the epitome of the love day, I guess.
Yes.
We happen to be together doing this podcast. Should be exciting. I can't wait to ask questions and make you guys all nervous.
Why?
Or pissed off at me. I don't know. And so what is today's topic before we even start grilling these ladies?
Today's topic from the focus group is finding your purpose.
Finding your purpose. What does that mean to you, Vinicia?
I think it's when you realize who you are.
Okay. So you identify yourself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And some people discover it young in life and some later in life. But, you know, when you do finally find that, it's an amazing feeling. It's sort of like being free. Like
that's good.
You're finally able to know who you are.
That's awesome. Denise, what do you think that means? When you find your purpose.
When you find your purpose, I feel that you look deep into yourself and deliver what makes you happy towards others.
That makes sense. And it's funny because I think that in finding your purpose, it's really not a set day or time or a point in your life. You can find your purpose at any given moment. Obviously, you do have to dive deep into it. And it may be something that you've had inside for many years and you really didn't know how to discover it or how to have it come out, but you've been focusing on that and somehow you have found it. It's funny because when I think of Venetia, I know Venetia for many years, and Venetia's always been a party person. She's always wanted to party.
All the time.
Set up awesome parties, and we had like DJ equipment and lights and everything. That's her thing.
DJ Vinny V back in the
that's
day.
That's right. That's right.
V skates.
A lot of people know that Venetia's a party animal. But interesting enough, she was able to take that energy and identify it within her and say, you know what? My purpose is partying. But yeah, here, you know, so this creation of Froggies and everything that that's coming, you know, in the future, it's amazing that you've been able to put your energy, the party energy, in your business, and it's flourished. I mean, I see what you're doing, and I always think, I'm like, you know what? This was her purpose. This was, what do you think?
Thank you, Will. I mean, I love it. I love it.
I love it.
The business started as a birthday venue, but originally I was looking for a space to do adult parties, like sweet 15s, weddings, birthdays. And at the beginning, it was a challenge to find a venue because we then had to look into a liquor license.
Okay.
And that became a challenge. And so I would go out with Michael and, you know, check out places. I went around Lawrence. We went around Haverhill. And we happened to find this space that used to be a nightclub.
And how fitting.
Oh, my God.
How fitting.
This
space came to you. It's like, hello.
Like, yeah.
I used to be a nightclub.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that I wasn't looking for anything that big. I was looking for something maybe 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. This place was 4,200 square feet. And it wasn't even part of the plan. But the feeling I got when I walked in there was like, I was kind of mesmerized.
Okay.
And, you know, Michael knew, he knew how I was feeling. I was like, we have to get this place. And it wasn't even a plan.
How long ago was that?
7-8 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2012.
Yeah.
So it's like the feeling when the buyer finds the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made the connection was there.
The connection was there.
I felt the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, there was no plan. The landlord just happened to show me the space. And I was like, okay, this is what I want.
That's
and there was no plan. And
the space wasn't ready.
Yeah. And then after that, everything else just flowed. You know, like it was like when someone opens a walkway and all you have to do is walk
right
through and everything started coming together. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Denise, I know that you've been working on a lot of things. And you said to me, you said, I know my purpose, but I know there's another purpose for me. And you've mentioned that to me in the past. I find that your purpose is already here. And so your purpose has always been to serve others and help people.
I agree.
So you take us through that. Take us through that feeling when you decide, you know what, I'm going to get my license. I'm going to become a realtor. What was that feeling? What exactly happened? Because ultimately, we all know that it's the purpose that you've been put to this world to help others and to serve others.
I can tell you that I bought my home at a young age. I was 19 years old before I met my ideal realtor, who was Raul Ortega. I had a realtor prior to that who I was like, there's no way this is how you handle business. How can you be sitting in 3 feet of water showing me a house? There's no way.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Tell me that there's a different way of showing property or in serving others. And through my journey, I found Raul Ortega through a great referral. He was awesome. He's still awesome.
The Godfather.
This day.
Shout out to Raul Ortega.
We call him the Godfather. He has been awesome to all of us.
Yeah,
everyone sitting here.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I would say.
And so you decided to get licensed, and then what happened next?
I decided to get licensed, and I felt that there was financial freedom. You know, the girls were young at the time.
That's right.
And we needed balance. You need to find some way to have balance.
And then you dragged me in.
And then I said, "Well,
yeah.
Well, you kept saying
all the way from New York City.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
How can you work so much?
And you see how Venetia was mesmerized by the Froggy place. I was mesmerized by you.
Oh,
right? So
happy Valentine's.
I'm trying to get my Valentine's on. Those are credits, right? Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, no, I was mesmerized by you guys. I'm like, wow, you know, here's someone who was raising two girls on her own, and I met you, and it was an interesting thing, and it was an interesting dynamic. And yet, you know, like many people, we've talked to so many people, and people have reached out to us that they struggle with identifying what they want to do or identifying their goals or being able to, you know, have those goals come to fruition because they have a lot of distractions. And they're really not true distractions. You're raising a family. Yeah, that's tough. You know, it's a lot to do. But kudos to you that you say, you know what, I'm gonna get this done. And then you got so busy that you reeled me in.
I brought you in.
Well, you reeled me in because I was bitching at you. I kept saying,
why aren't you home early?
Yeah, why aren't you home early? What the? Yeah.
I said, come and join my world and see then, what it's all about.
Was he home waiting with the robe?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you going? Come
on. I was raising the girls. I was home. I was cooking.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, I did all the good stuff. But
you did.
Eventually, I was like, I want you home early. And you're like, well, I can't. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't? Just tell them you can't see them. And you came out of nowhere and said, well, help me.
Help me.
You know, and I don't want to mention the words, even though we're an explicit podcast. And I was like, okay, then maybe I should get my license. And you changed my world because I didn't know how important it was for me to identify that that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you serve others really well. You make people happy. And that's what it's all about.
That's awesome. Well, we can't forget Michael Santana, too.
He's Michael, of course. Shout out to Michael.
Shout out to Michael. Yeah, come on. Because yeah, I met Michael through you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the first person I met when I moved to Massachusetts was Michael and Venezia.
Well, Vinny and I go way, way back.
Oh, yeah.
How far back?
We go back to high school.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
The Greater Lawrence Vocational School.
Michael, do we really want to know?
I don't want to know nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, to go back to the story.
Let's not forget the sponsor last week.
Who?
Wally.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
We all went to school together.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Wally.
Shout out to Wally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you got licensed.
I can tell you that at a young age, I can't say every salesperson because, you know, not everyone's a realtor.
Sure.
And not everyone takes a young buyer seriously. It was my purpose at the time until this day to have a passion to serve everyone, especially young buyers. Because when someone creates this big idea about being a homeowner and this big dream, when they're young, perhaps people may not look at them seriously, but they are. I can tell you because I was there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, a lot of people who are first-time buyers need guidance.
They do.
And, you know, in this world now, there's so much information online available, but really I think what it comes down to is they want someone to talk to. They want a connection.
Absolutely.
And so there's value to that. And, you know, in every business there's value. I don't care how much the internet or our phones do things seamlessly.
It's not the same.
People want to talk. They want that interaction. So going back to Venezia, your business is a prime example. It's an interaction business, the party side. The other side, which is the actual school.
Mm-hmm.
Take me through that. You went from finding the place. Let me go back. Was Froggy the frog before you found the place? Was that a concept that was already in your mind?
Yes.
Or was it, okay, tell me about that.
It was after I had Brandon.
Okay.
I had given Michael the news that I no longer want to do real estate.
Michael was like,
excuse me?
Yeah, he kept waiting and waiting and waiting for me to go back to the office. And there was just something that I just didn't feel anymore.
I'm glad you felt that.
Yeah, and I loved real estate. Real estate, I love it. Even when I see you guys now, I sometimes feel like, wow, I miss certain things about it.
Do you like the, you miss the stories?
I miss the stories and I miss the relationships with the clients.
Sure.
Because
yes.
you a lot build. Of them turn into family.
Exactly. They do.
Yeah. So that part I miss a lot.
Okay.
So after I had Brandon, I said, I want to do something different. And I was home, like maternity leave. And I started getting creative and my mind started.
She was watching a lot of Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had
Nick
a baby.
Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah, but she was taking, as she was mothering,
yeah.
she was focusing on something that she's like, wait a minute, something's grabbing me.
Something's yeah. calling.
And something's that, talking to me.
And yeah. that happens to a lot of moms.
Okay.
You're home and you're just home, like caring sure. for a child.
Got
and
it.
Your mind starts racing and ideas come in. And there's things that you can't find in the store that you say, oh my God, maybe I should, you know, create this. And, you know, there's always a market for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. There is.
So my whole thing was parties. And the frog did start coming into life in my mind. And that's when I had told Michael about the frog. And he started connecting.
Originally it was a bee.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
It was supposed to be party
and
bee.
And I told her, I don't
okay.
know, bee yeah, is a stinger, you know, that doesn't match with kids.
I didn't like
oh
the
my
yellow.
God, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
that's so
So you decided, you know what, the frog eats the bee and we're good.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's
I
right.
said I could easily get sick of yellow and black.
Okay.
That color, well, that would make, color
yeah,
that,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're with Realty One Group.
Exactly.
Oh, no, that's
there's
gold.
Your vision.
No, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's gold. Isn't
that's
it? Like
it's gold. It's not
gold,
yellow.
Just
yeah.
kidding.
Oh,
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
But the yeah.
it's the nest.
Yes.
Is part of the. It's interesting. It's very interesting how life has come into full circle
oh,
for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
For Michael, myself, and
yeah.
and Denise. Michael, so she tells you, I'm not going back to the office.
Yep.
And I'm going to build this brand.
Yep.
What was your first feeling?
On the inside or the outside?
Let's start with the outside.
The outside
what did that look
cool.
like?
The outside, I was cool.
Were you frozen?
On the inside.
Okay.
My heart dropped.
Okay. Why?
Because she was a top producer and she was wearing many hats. She was doing,
well, that's right, because at the time you were running that office.
She was doing a human resource. She was doing
sure,
everything.
Sure.
And then, so on the inside, I was like, oh my God. But on the outside, I was, we've always been supportive of one another.
Yes. Yeah.
No matter what we do, we say, all right, let's go.
Let's
go for it.
It
and let's jump. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was a nervousness involved, but we didn't miss a beat. So we started looking for spaces. We didn't know really what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, Venisa did, she was going by her intuition, which is all part of going right back to finding your purpose.
Exactly.
She was using her drive, her will, to say, no, this is going to happen. So as we looked at spaces, she just knew what felt right. That's
right.
why when she saw the space, she instantly fell in love. Even though the place was a mat, the place was like a torn down club. There was still club equipment in there. There was mm-hmm. stages. There
yes.
was
a bar.
So that's an interesting transformation in her mind. She's like, well, I could make this a club.
This, wow. this was 4,000 plus square feet of
club space.
Yeah.
Of hoarding. It was just
oh.
the guy was putting all everything from the plaza was inside the
okay.
space. So we had, okay. and we were carrying... Brandon was in a little baby
yeah.
carrier.
It was 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So we were
wow.
in there with Brandon on the floor and the baby carrier and us looking around going, this can work. and we had no clue where this was going to take us.
Yeah. That's interesting.
We were following Vinicius' intuition and that was her purpose. So it was like,
sure.
all right, let's keep moving forward. But yeah, the initial reaction was shock inside, but saying, no, we're going to make this. We talked about this before, the inner command and then the outer
mm-hmm.
excellence tells
mm-hmm.
you, no, you got to keep jump.
You got to go with it.
And that's very important, especially yeah. in a relationship, that your partner supports whatever it is you want to do in life.
That's right.
And I think we're all blessed here.
We are.
To have each
Amen.
Other's support.
Yes.
And this is why we're all successful, because we have our other halves.
Thank God.
That push us and they're there and they support. So, I mean, that's huge.
That's great. I remember when you mentioned it to me, oh, this is what we're going to do. I was like, wow.
A frog.
Okay. And I was like, I think I came home that night and we talked about it.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think? And she goes, well, if it's party centered,
I said, she's going to do really well.
Vinicius is going to do amazing. And I said, she is, that's who she is. And it's so funny to come now a few years and
yeah.
you have a second location in Salem, New Hampshire, the home to the vibe you're in. We have a little cubicle area, so we thank you. I mean, it, trust me, it works. What we're doing now, Michael and I, it's a blessing. So yes. we really appreciate that.
And you guys are doing an amazing job.
Well,
great
you.
Job.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Awesome. Let me,
shout out to that.
Speaking of amazing jobs, I have to say something to Denise Olivares Molina.
Yes.
There are a lot of diva real estate agents out there and real estate brokers and people that say that they do real estate. And that's not taking anything away from all the divas that are out there. But Denise Olivares is the only one that I know that is actually on the street, hitting the pavement, doing the thing on her own. All day, 24/7.
Absolutely.
On top of being able, and you came from a place where you were managing agents, mm-hmm. and you were still doing and raising kids, and you were still doing everything. And to me, that's a real diva. Mm-hmm. Not to take anything away from all the other divas, but I just hold you in high regard because
Thank you. Because of your work ethic.
And I've said it before in the focus group, and I meant it because you know your purpose, and I admire that.
Yes. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, Michael, do you hear that?
It's the restaurant of the week.
Restaurant of the week. And for this week, we're going to feature a restaurant that we all love and enjoy. We've been there several times. Located in Bradford, Massachusetts, Haverhill, Massachusetts, it's called
Joseph's Trattoria Bakery Cafe.
They're located at 145 Oxford Avenue in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And for me personally, I always go to the cocktails, unfortunately. So for folks out there, that's who I am. Again, great martini.
Yep.
And they stuff the olives there.
Oh, they do.
On premise.
They do. Yes. I'm right with you.
Yeah. So, but besides that, what is your favorite dish there, Michael?
I always go for the panini.
Okay.
I mean, I got to tell you, I go for the lobster ravioli.
Yep.
But I always go for the panini. I find myself there a lot for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chicken panini. All the food, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong
at Joseph's.
Two things that I like about there. One, the fact that they usually have specials that are amazing. If you want something done a certain way, it almost feels like you have someone cooking for you.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know,
well,
you
they
could
do
just,
cook in front of you.
They do cook in front. Yeah. It's open. Yeah. It's an open space. Mm-hmm. But if you said, you know what, I want, chicken with this, that, and this kind of pasta, they'll say no problem. They won't even stress it.
I agree.
They're like, okay, so we want this and this and that. Let me ask the chef to make sure that we have it.
Oh yeah.
And then what's your favorite dish?
My favorite is the antipasto salad and the eggplant rotatini. My fave.
Yeah, it is a good one. Venetia, what is yours?
I think I'm gonna go with Michael, the lobster ravioli.
Oh yeah. And they serve it in two portions, like a small and a small, which is pretty cool.
That's why I mentioned it, because I eat hers.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Once you're done, you've done everything. They have dessert. They bake their own stuff there. So it's a pleasure to have fresh pasta and actually bake goods in premise. But then at the end, if you don't order anything after you're full, because the portions are pretty good, they actually give you those cookies. What are they called?
The almond cookies.
The almond cookies, like macaroons. Yes.
It's a macaroon. Mm-hmm.
So they actually give you macaroons with your check.
So good.
It's so good. Really good, nice and chewy. So restaurant of the week, thank you so much. Joseph Trattoria Bakery and Pasta, or what was it?
Joseph Trattoria. Joseph's in Haverhill.
Thank you, Michael.
Massachusetts.
Oh, my Lord.
We love them. Restaurant of the week.
Restaurant of the week. Michael, back to our topic.
Yes, yes, y'all. So we're talking about finding your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the girls or the ladies have been great tonight.
They have been.
In pointing out that you have to follow your gut. Denise followed her gut when the Godfather of real estate was showing her around. And she realized, this is something I want to do. And she's great at serving people.
Mm-hmm.
And Venetia found happiness in a frog. Not me.
Maybe she saw the frog in you at the same time.
He became a prince.
She found her purpose while watching
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
And who knew that it would have been kids, right? Because the focus was an adult venue.
Sure.
Weddings and things like that. So who would have known that taking the avenue of the children would have brought her back full circle to have servicing children and adults now, which is amazing. So
yeah, I think the fact that you were raising two little ones or one little one at the time really put that in perspective, because it could have been different.
Right.
Could have been totally
different. It's finding what you're good at is what we're getting at. And Bishop T.D. Jakes says, if you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion. For your passion will lead you right into your purpose. And I'm going to say that again.
Yes, please.
Bishop T.D. Jakes says, if you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion. For your passion will lead right into your purpose. And I think this is what we're talking about when we're talking about.
Yes.
Well, for Denise, I know she has a small passion that's brewing, and she's been tinkering with some stuff.
I heard she's pretty crafty.
She is pretty crafty.
She is.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, and you've been kind of spreading the love to different places. Yeah.
So through the snowstorms.
That's when you. Yeah, I know. I remember those days when we were with the girls.
Yeah, I found myself at home. With you guys. Yep. So I said, let's do crafts.
I love craft day, but I would take over.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
It's okay.
That's because I didn't have craft when I was young.
Let's stop.
So go ahead.
The girls really enjoyed doing crafts. So we would decorate little houses because they felt that it was right since I am a realtor to decorate houses. They're like, Mom, you can give this to your client. So their idea really sparked into maybe a passion that it's moving forward. I do rose water sprays,
which is awesome.
She has given me some of that stuff is great.
Thank you.
It's been spreading. I know it's gone to Florida. It's gone to DR. Gone to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico to your mom.
To my mom. Yeah.
So we make our own cleaning products.
Sure.
So I feel that instead of using chemicals, it's best to use natural
products. Yeah.
So I find myself doing a lot of that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I always repurpose bottles.
Oh yeah. Yes. That's up and coming. Yes. That's up and coming.
So I find myself that,
so you are, in your journey right now, identifying your second purpose.
Yeah.
Your second purpose. That's awesome. Yeah. And I will support it all the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Second
point. Point number two. Well, it is Valentine's Day, so I've got to be on my best behavior.
I
love you. Oh, I love
you too. Aww. Oh, boy. Is the show over?
So, right now. I know exactly.
Should we leave?
we're gonna lose our second, our other half. Yeah. So, Venetia, we go back to you, and you wanted to say something to us. What was that?
I wanted to give an update
on
Froggies.
Cool.
And just so everyone knows, the Enchantment Room is an event space that we have updated.
Okay.
And now we're getting into adult parties as well as the kids' parties. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be catering to baby showers, bridal showers, birthdays. We're so excited.
That's awesome.
I'm going to start updating the website and the social media page. Everyone's going to take a nice look at what we've been working on.
I can tell you from a personal standpoint, I've seen the dramatic changes.
Oh, yeah.
I was participating in some of the equipment that was being brought up to the place.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you that the equipment is unveiling itself in some of our photos and some of our social media. So check us out on Instagram at The Vibe You're In.
Yes.
And you'll notice that there's one piece of furniture that I think is going to be something that people are going to want to take a picture of me on that seat.
Yes. As Michael would say, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Yeah, so there's a lot of changes. I'm very excited. We're thinking of launching everything for the spring.
Nice.
So, and I'm thinking by then everything's a little more calm and...
We're calm right now. We'll be fine.
Right on for my birthday.
Awesome. Yeah.
Is that a request of some sort?
Okay.
Hint.
I got you.
Yeah, that's it. I better remember. So, Michael, what can you say or advice that you can give some of our listeners?
Well, if we're talking about finding our purpose, we were talking with the girls and we've seen how they came up and where they are right now, because they were following their passion. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to having a passion and figuring out that this is something that I can do for free. You have to figure out that thing that you fall in love with. You say, you know what? This isn't even work.
Right.
This is awesome. I could do this all day, forever, and you don't have to pay me. Mm. That's that thing. So just to give you a couple of tips, if you are looking for, first of all, for a person that says, I don't know my purpose, I don't know what it is, no one's going to be able to tell you what it is.
No, and if you're struggling with that out there, it's okay. It happens to everyone. No one's going to tell you. You just have to self-discover, right. And that's okay.
Self-discover, and it's going to be something that you're passionate about. You might not be realizing it, what it is right now, but it's something that you're good at. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be any of this skyrocketing. It could be the smallest thing that you're really good at, it's something that you're giving back to the world. That's what it is.
To tail back a little bit, you may not know that you're good at it too. Right. You may not know that. You just inside realize that this is probably something that I should be doing.
Right.
And maybe I need to perfect my craft. Right. I need to study. I need to work on it and be better at it, because there's people who struggle with the fact that I may have a talent, or I may have something inside me that I know I can do, but maybe I'm too nervous. Maybe I don't know enough about it. I think immediately when you realize what that is, you need to go and do it. Say, you know what? Let me just go ahead and do it.
Yep. And that is the truth.
I can tell you that if you find yourself helping others improve their health, improve their life, improve their happiness, then you have a purpose.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
I was slightly
delayed. It reminds me of something Pablo Picasso says, which is the meaning of life is to find your gift, but the purpose of life is to give it away.
Give it away.
Yeah.
So,
what are the two most important days in your life, Will, Melina?
The two most important days in my life?
Yes.
When I met Denise.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
That's it. No, you hit it out the park. You did it. I am bowing.
And when I married her.
I am bowing.
Oh, wow. Oh. Guys, you got to leave now.
No, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Good night. Good night.
After the third Hunter and Scott
drink. You dropped the mic right now.
Yeah, I dropped the mic. Boom.
So coming back to
I didn't expect that question, Michael.
Well, the answer is if we're gonna stay on topic, because you guys are halfway upstairs to the bedroom.
This podcast may end early.
Yes, this podcast is rated R in the 17, not in the middle. Not Pirates of the Legal Guardian. Not playing the showcase cinemas ever. Mark Twain says the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. And Will has found his why, obviously.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, he has.
Yes. I'm frozen. That's so fun.
I like that. Listen, well, we're on the topic, and before I don't say it.
Right.
There's a must-read book, The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer.
Say it again.
Mm-hmm. The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer. He also wrote The Surrender Experiment. And The Untethered Soul is a book that you can... I have it on Audible, and I know that Venice has also listening to it in her car. And she's been doing what I'm doing, which is rewinding. I keep rewinding and rewinding. It's so good.
Yeah, because that's how you're able to generate the information.
Well, so much of it that you're like, holy crap, I have to hear this again.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And it would help you
it's
with
something
this
that I've been trying to do. I have a book I've been reading called Dare to Lead. That was given to me by Maria Brogan from the Northeast Association of Realtors. Thank you,
Shout
Maria.
Out to Maria.
And I've been reading it over and over again, and it's about leadership.
Nice.
And how to look at leadership in a different position, where we think that the word leadership means to kind of charge and lead and be on top of things, where it maybe is bringing people in with you and leading together.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is true leadership.
Yes. Yeah, it's true leadership.
A true leader serves.
Yeah. So when Michael says about a book or mentions a book, you must listen.
It's right on.
Well, The Untethered Soul is right on this topic, is finding your purpose. If you are someone that says, I really don't know what it is, I don't know what I should be doing, read this book. This will help you along the way. It's not going to solve all your problems,
sure,
but it's going to lead you down the right path to finding out what that is. you know, in your life.
We don't have problems.
Right.
Because there's always solutions.
There's always solutions.
Right. Agreed.
And we're at a table of solution masters.
Solution masters. Yeah. So, thank you so much, Denise Olivares Molina and Denise Santana, for being in our show.
Thank you, guys.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah,
did you have a good time? Awesome.
It was awesome. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are doing amazing. Amazing. Yes.
Did I get enough points?
Of course you did.
That's awesome.
You have enough points to cover you for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm the one that has
I feel
to
much
up.
I feel much better. So
Michael
this
could borrow some of your points right now. Yeah. How many points you got?
Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
The Valentine's is going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
So we want to thank our sponsor.
Yes. That would be the Olivares and Molina team of Realty One Group Nest out of Newburyport, Massachusetts.
And the team of Johnny Rivas,
Carolina Peralta,
Michael Santana,
Billy Pozo,
Denise Olivares Molina,
and Will Molina.
Yeah. I love it.
So if you love this episode and you want to keep listening, please share.
Yes.
Like. All that good stuff.
All of it.
At Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
SoundCloud,
Audible, soon to be YouTube channel, and
TheVibeYou'reIn.com is in the works.
Absolutely. So as we always end an episode, we say we are over, and
before we do that, we want to say send us love mail at TheVibeYou'reIn@gmail.com.
So as we always end our episode, we are over and
out.